This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with Creative Impact. This is a weekly series in which we focus on the impact of the arts and the creative sector on our lives and community. Creative Impact guests are creative people and industry experts who live, work, and own creative businesses right here in Washtenaw County. The Arts Alliance is the local arts agency that serves and advocates for the arts and creative industries and serves as our partner for Creative Impact. Deb Pollack is president and CEO and my co-host, and always good to see you, Deb.
It's always great. You know, it's like the most wonderful time of the year. I took a look at the
Where'd you get that line?
I was going to sing it, but I got shy. So I took a look at the calendar post for the month of December, and I found all the perennials: A Christmas Carol, The Messiah, A Charlie Brown's Christmas, dozens of holiday concerts, solstice celebrations, and many productions of the Nutcracker Ballet.
Oh, yeah. I had two daughters that went through competitive dance from the time they were four and right through high school, and getting to try out down at the Fox Theater for the Nutcracker, that was always the big thing for the Dance Academy.
Well, our guest is also familiar with the Nutcracker, and I've invited Michael Weck to join us, and he holds a degree in theater and has more recently turned to dance. He's appearing in Ballet Chelsea's production of the Nutcracker, being presented with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, welcome to Creative Impact, Michael.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having me.
So, Michael and David, did you know that the Nutcracker was not an immediate success? With music by Tchaikovsky and performed for the first time in 1892, it wasn't until actually 1950s and then performed regularly in New York that it took off across the country and became a holiday favorite.
I'm so ignorant, I didn't even know it was Tchaikovsky. So.
Oh, come on. Well, David, that's why you're hanging out with me.
And that's why I get to talk to people like Michael.
But now, today, most major American ballet companies make about 40% of their annual revenue because of the ballet.
So, Michael, did you first encounter the Nutcracker from the audience as a kid or as a performer?
I think I first encountered the Nutcracker as a kid, probably in some VHS that my mother had. And then I truly encountered it for the first time when I met my now fiance, who is also a ballet dancer. She trained at the National Ballet of Canada, and she actually grew up dancing at Ballet Chelsea, which is how I got involved. So she really exposed me to the magic that is the Nutcracker.
Oh, great. So, and that led to you becoming involved at Ballet Chelsea?
That's correct. I did a little bit of dance growing up. I did a little bit of ballet in college. And then once we moved back to Michigan, I got involved with Ballet Chelsea. And I actually started out in the partnering class doing the shoulder sits and the side falls. And I've been getting steadily more and more involved.
Having watched my kids go through the process of dance and all of the different disciplines you have to learn to get to that level where you are included in a production of the Nutcracker, it's pretty daunting. And you've just been doing it for a few years now. How did you get so good so quickly?
Well, I appreciate the compliment, and I'll take it. I think it definitely just takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and just not being afraid. I think that's something that we see a lot of in the theater world and the dance world alike, where it's just that fear that you just need to just go through it.
Did you have a fear as a boy of getting into dance, even if you might have had some interest?
I think I did. I think there's definitely a really large stigma surrounding boys in dance and men in dance. Even to this day, I can think of a particular news anchor that recently came out. And so I think that stigma still exists today in a really large capacity. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, for listeners that may not know what we're speaking about, this summer Good Morning America host Laura Spencer mocked young Prince George for taking ballet. And
exactly.
Her comments were criticized in social media. She was called a bully, and it opened up a conversation encouraging boys to take dance, and it spurred a whole lot of dancers and people to actually host spontaneous dance performances around the world. So
yeah, really, it did explode.
It was really pretty awesome.
And so, therein lies the silver lining in what is a negative news story, right? Because it does get people thinking about it and perhaps trying to destigmatize something that has been stigmatized all these years. You're listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollock, and our guest is dancer and actor Michael Wecht. He is appearing in Ballet Chelsea's production of The Nutcracker, presented with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra this weekend at the Potter Center in Jackson.
So let's continue with that for just a minute. Do you find yourself, Michael, being a mentor or encouraging young boys to continue pursuing dance?
I do. We have a number of young boys at the studio. I wish we had more, but there are definitely elements of what we've just been talking about that are deep-seated within this community. And so working with the younger boys as someone who is a little bit older than them and can sort of help them navigate maybe some of the anxieties that they're having, and as they're like 10, 11, 15 years old, and navigating what it's like to be on stage and be in tights and be dancing, and really just help them understand what they're going through.
When I was watching my daughters grow up through the Dance Academy, what I saw was it was perfectly acceptable and encouraged for boys to participate in things like hip-hop dance. But even in those classes where they were doing hip-hop, those boys would make fun of the boys that were choosing to do ballet. So is there even further divides?
I think that's a safe assumption. There is something that is inherently, quote-unquote, feminine about ballet, and so you run into that stigma where the dances run into this, like you said, the more, quote-unquote, masculine dances will make fun of the ballet dancers, even between men or boys. The biggest thing that I can call to do away with that is just the sheer strength and control and finesse that is required to be a ballet dancer.
Some of the best athletes in the world.
Incredibly athletic. Yeah. The athleticism that is required to be a male ballet dancer, let alone a female ballet dancer, but to be able to do the lifts and the shoulder sits and support the female in the pas de deux or whatever piece that you're in, takes so much control.
How important is it then for parents and families to go to see these performances together so that you have that opportunity to see it in its final form where it is so athletic and so poetic? That, I assume, is why people can't get enough of the Nutcracker. You get to see it in that form.
I think you're absolutely right. I think going to see a dance performance, especially a ballet performance, or really any kind of dance where there is a mixture of men and women, you really get to see the athleticism, but it also, you get to see, it's like going to a sports match, and you go to a sports match to watch the athleticism and the finesse. I attribute those same qualities to dance.
And what about you on stage and performing and rehearsing with people of all ages, young, little ones all the way up to people that have been in the show for a long time?
I think it's absolutely thrilling. There is this moment that you walk out of the wing, you walk out on the stage, and then you are in a totally different headspace. You're transported. Everything just falls by the wayside, and it's just you and the person you're dancing with, or you and the company of dancers around you as you navigate the stage, and you sort of put your all into what you've been rehearsing for. We've been rehearsing this for 3 months now, I think. And some of these girls and some of these boys that are doing this at Ballet Chelsea have been doing this for 10, 15 years, and they've gone through all of the parts. And so this particular Nutcracker at the Ballet Chelsea holds a really, really special place in some of these dancers' hearts.
And you know what? The kids, every year, their favorite part is the growing Christmas tree, right?
There are all sorts of favorite parts. Well, thank you so much for sharing a bit of your experience with us, Michael. We appreciate you being on the show, and we'd say, Maird, have a great performance this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you
very
much
for the time.
Me.
Yes, that is dancer and actor Michael Wecht. He is appearing in Ballet Chelsea's production of The Nutcracker, again presented with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra this Saturday and Sunday at the Potter Center in Jackson. You can find out more details about times and tickets on the WEMU Creative Impact page. And Deb Pollock, we'll see you again next week.
Absolutely, with another creative conversation.
Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.